This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. What to do about Iran? The U.S. has been grappling with that question for decades. We've tried sanctions, threats, diplomacy, sometimes all three together. Iran now has a new president, and that means potentially new opportunities. One possibility, Iran scales back its nuclear program and the U.S. unfreezes billions of dollars and maybe eases economic sanctions. Joining us is the BBC's Istanbul correspondent, James Reynolds. He's done extensive reporting on Iran. James, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
So we're in this moment where there's a big discussion about possibly easing sanctions on Iran or other options, lots of diplomacy going on. Lay out what the Obama administration is considering.
It has essentially a lot of options from which to choose. Just to put it in context for you, over the last, 33, 34 years since the Islamic Revolution, the United States has imposed 28 different sanctions on Iran. The European Union has imposed four sets of sanctions. In other words, for the United States, the Obama administration, and for the rest of the world, there are an awful lot of sanctions from which to choose.
So the idea here is if Iran maybe eases on some of their nuclear program, that the U.S. might free up a little of their money that has been frozen this time.
Yes, it's essentially you give us something, we give you something kind of deal.
What would the process look like to start actually disassembling sanctions?
It depends what kind of sanctions we're talking about. If they're some of the lighter sanctions, my understanding is that an executive order could revoke them. If they're sanctions which were passed through Congress, such as the law about removing Iran from the international financial system, clearly Congress would be involved. So some of them are classified easy to lift. Others are classified incredibly difficult to lift.
Is this a real drumbeat toward diplomacy?
It certainly is diplomacy, but whether or not it achieves anything is, of course, way too soon to tell. But I've attended, I think, 8 rounds of nuclear talks in the last 3 years, and this most recent round in Geneva was certainly the most, I think, either side would say positive in terms of the fact that there was actual real sustained dialogue. And I think one of the most important things to draw from Geneva recently was the fact that the U.S. and Iran have quietly settled into the habit of holding open, directly acknowledged talks, which could be significant in the long run, because with all due respect to the other parties around the table, France, Germany, Britain, and so on, it is that Iran-U.S. relationship which is critical and may be the key to solving this. Those other countries, they'll have an input, but essentially if the U.S. and Iran work out their relationship for the first time in more than 3 decades, then everything else hangs off that.
Iranians elected a new president. What do they want, just the regular old people in the country?
They have something very clear that they want, and it's this. They want their new president to go out and engage with the rest of the world and stop causing trouble, like the previous president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. So essentially, that's Mr. Rouhani's mandate. Of course, one thing that he has to remember is this. He's not the ultimate decision maker in Iran. Final decisions on matters of state security and foreign policy, military policy, are made by the supreme leader himself, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Mr. Rouhani has to take along the supreme leader with him. If he doesn't do that, he won't get a single thing done.
James Reynolds of the BBC speaking to me from Istanbul. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the program.